And now, Missouri Medical Focus, a regular feature on KBIA, produced by the Communications Department of University of Missouri Healthcare.
University of Missouri Children's Hospital serves patients from every county in Missouri. With over 30 pediatric subspecialties, a pediatric ICU, adolescent unit, and child life therapy, as well as teams equipped and dedicated solely to transporting infants and children, MU Children's Hospital is Mid-Missouri's largest and most comprehensive pediatric healthcare facility. With me today on Missouri Medical Focus is Kristen Fritchie, Children's Miracle Network Coordinator at MU Children's Hospital. Kristen, I understand that Children's Miracle Network will be sponsoring a fundraising event throughout the month of October, and the event is called Miracle Marathon. Please tell me a little bit more about this event.
Miracle Marathon is a virtual fundraiser in which participants can run, walk, bike, swim, kayak, so any type of motion, for 1 mile a day, beginning October 1st, running through October 26th. And then on the final day, October 27th, we will meet together at Limon Industrial Boulevard in Columbia, Missouri, to finish the final 1.2 miles together, completing a 27.2 mile goal, which is the marathon.
So a typical marathon is 26.2 miles. You're doing 27.2.
Correct. We are doing the additional mile for the kids to support the children of Children's Hospital.
How is this going to raise money for Children's Hospital?
Well, what individuals can do is they can form a team or they can join the MU Children's team, which is called TJ's Troopers, on the Miracle Marathon website. And by that, they, if they would like to fundraise, they can ask someone that they know to donate $10 every day to their efforts, which would raise $272 as their fundraising goal.
Is it a requirement that they raise the $10 a day, or can they register and participate on their own level, or is that just an encouragement?
That is just an encouragement. We will take any amount of fundraising whatsoever to help the children of Children's Hospital. It could be any goal. That the $272 is just the goal level of Miracle Marathon.
You had mentioned that there's a website for people to go to register for this event. What was the website?
It's actually called miraclemarathon.org.
You're listening to Missouri Medical Focus on KBIA 91.3 FM, and we're discussing Children's Hospital and fundraising through Children's Miracle Network. Kristen, why is it so important to raise funds for Children's Hospital?
Well, a lot of people may not know, we are a safety net hospital where we will help children whether they have the ability to pay or not. So no child is ever turned away. And we help with any fundraising that we have with Children's Miracle Network. It all stays local and helps children at MU Children's Hospital.
So all the dollars raised through this event will go toward Children's Hospital here in Columbia?
Correct. Yes.
Now, let me ask you, do you know what that money will be used for within the hospital?
You know, it could be a number of things. Anything from our patient assistance fund to equipment. There are things that we use funds for to help patients or children while they are actually at the hospital. One of our most recent ideas and purchases is goggles for when children are in an MRI machine. We need them to stay as completely still as possible. And those special goggles actually allow children to watch a movie so that they can relax and stay still so that we can get the best image of them to give the best prognosis or diagnosis.
And how long are we talking about that they would be in this MRI?
You know, it could range depending on the type of MRI, but, you know, we're talking a movie is, you know, probably an hour and a half to 2 hours. They're not going to be in there that long, but we still want them to remain relaxed and stay as still as possible.
Right. Any length of time, really, for a small child especially.
Correct.
Is going to be difficult to achieve, especially in that kind of situation. So having that kind of equipment.
Correct.
Is actually a benefit not only to the patient, But to
the doctor and the family. We want to do the best that we can for every child every single time.
Going back to this original fundraiser that we're talking about, the Miracle Marathon, You said that's going to be going throughout the month of October. Is that when people start to register for this event?
Well, we would actually like people to register as soon as possible. So the website opened up September 1st. So anyone can either go on and join the TJ Troopers team, or you can form a team of your own.
Do you have to be on a team, or can you do it as an individual?
You can do it as an individual. Anybody can join at any time. We're hoping, though, that people would join sooner rather than later. So go ahead and join in September, because the event does start October 1st.
Okay, and how does the event, or how does the participant track what they're doing, or is there a way that people are keeping track of how the how they're doing in the marathon?
Well, once they actually register, they will receive an envelope from Miracle Marathon, which will have a magnet, and that magnet is for their family and themselves to be able to track each mile. So every day, for whatever forward motion they do, they can go to their magnet on the refrigerator and check off that they did a mile that day, so a mile a day for the 26 days.
I thought it was interesting. You were giving me some stats earlier about, you know, how do you judge distance in terms of all the different ways that you can participate. You were saying there's all different ways of forward motion, whether it's in a kayak. And you know, for instance, how would you judge how far you're going in a kayak?
That's true. There are a number of ways. So, for instance, how many minutes in a mile, 20 minutes of walking, 20 minutes of kayaking, 15 minutes of swimming, or even 10 minutes of running. Those are just a few ideas, or for instance, 5 minutes of bicycling.
Once again, if someone's interested in participating in this event, how would they do that?
The website is miraclemarathon.org.
And if someone had any questions outside of that, is there a phone number they can reach you at?
Yes. My phone number is 882-6245.
That's 573-882-6245. That's my time for now. I'd like to thank Kristen for being my guest for Missouri Medical Focus. I'm Jeff Helscher.
Missouri Medical Focus is a service of University Hospital and Clinics.